You know, we have concluded our partnership with Southern, but we've gone back to the system we had in place prior to that, prior to 1996. And these young men started on staff on August 1, and will spend a year on staff being mentored by our equipping staff. So look forward to getting to know them as well. All right, Joanne, wherever you are, make your way to the pulpit and tell us about preschool ministry.
I'm Joanne Mormon. It's been my privilege and joy to serve as your preschool director for 25 years. And I couldn't do it without Marie Foshi. You want to stand up, Marie? Marie is the support person for children and preschool, but she's also our nursery coordinator, and there are many, many of the activities that would not happen as smoothly as they do without her. Our preschool ministry serves about 75 plus families. We have 29 Sunday school teachers back there every Sunday morning, and many of them have been teaching your little ones longer than I've been on staff. So we are blessed with that longevity. We're blessed to have a church body that gives us the support and the encouragement financially, spiritually, every which way, so that we feel like we are an important part of what goes on in this sanctuary. That said, our goal is to provide safe, loving care for the little ones who come through our doors. We have the best teachers that we could possibly have to teach them the truth with integrity. We don't teach watered-down Bible. We teach the Bible to our children. We use a wonderful curriculum that builds on itself all the way through their children's years. But the main thing that parents want to know when they leave their children with us is that they will be safe, and they will be loved, and they will be cared for. And so with the help of Eric and many other people, our security system has been greatly improved. We are not through. There are other steps we're going to take to make sure our little ones are safe. This next year, our goal is to encourage our preschool parents in what they've been called to do, and that is to parent their little ones. We want them to be all that God has called them to be and come alongside them as they do that. Please pray for us. We do have just very few teaching positions that we still need to fill, but that's always a great need. And we also need for you to pray for us that we will do everything that we do with excellence. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Patty Chance. I'm the Director of Children's Ministries here at Lakeview. And the Children's Ministry Assistant is also Marie Foshi. I appreciate her so much and her friendship and all that she does in the technological world to help us bring children to our Savior. And based on Deuteronomy 6:5, our children's ministry seeks to teach children to love God with all of their heart and soul and strength. And we pray that our scripture memory in God's word will transform children's hearts so that Jesus will become their greatest love. In the children's ministry, we desire for them to know and to be shown that Jesus is better than anything that the world has to offer. That real joy comes when their names are written in heaven because of what Jesus has done. The godly teachers in the children's ministry purposed to take the children to the cross over and over to see that Jesus had to die to pay for our sin. We want children's hearts to be captured by Jesus, the hero of the Bible. In Sunday school, We teach the children who God is and why He is worthy of our praise. Our awesome task is to teach the good news of the gospel in order for the Holy Spirit to bring conviction of sin and repentance, trusting Jesus alone for their salvation. In Brother Al's catechism class for children, they're instructed by the scriptures given them the knowledge of God to make them wise to the hope that we have in Jesus and the importance of obedience to God's word. In IMPACT, which is our children's missions class, children learn about and meet missionaries. These children learn to pray for missionaries, and they learn the importance of praying in the will of God. They study the peoples of the world and compare their religions to our Christian faith. Boys and girls learn that God's love always seeks to save the lost. In Vacation Bible School and in Kids Camp, we have children from the Auburn area come to hear the gospel while enjoying some high energy singing and activities that point them all to the Savior. In this day, it is more important than ever to hold fast to the basic foundations of our faith and trust God to take our children safely through the troubled world as the light of Jesus brightly shines through them. And this is my prayer request, that the Holy Spirit will quicken God's word in the hearts of our children and so transform their hearts that Jesus will be their overriding hope and their greatest love. Thank you.
Well, good evening. My name is Aaron Wine. I'm the interim youth pastor here at Lakeview, and for the last 6 years, Joanna Call has been serving as our youth girls director. She is, just for clarification's sake, basically a liaison between our youth girls and the youth pastor. She is invaluable to me in more ways than you can imagine. She's also active in the discipling of our youth girls by equipping them, nurturing them. She finds youth girls, or college girls and young adults who can be leaders for our youth girls. And so she's the one who vets all of them, and I have complete trust in her. And she has been instrumental in the transition that's taken place in the youth group over the past couple months between Greg and myself. So I just want to say thank you, Lakeview, for entrusting me with such a privilege to serve on this staff and to serve with these students. And he doesn't know this, but thank you, Greg, for being so supportive. You guys don't see the kind of encouragement that I get week and week and week after week. But he left the youth ministry in a strong, healthy spot. And I've inherited a treasure because of his faithfulness and because of the faithfulness of the men before him. So what have we been doing as a youth ministry? Well, we had a busy summer. We hit the ground running in June with our summer retreat where we went to Ocoee, Tennessee, and we walked through the book of Ephesians and learned about what it means to be united to Christ. And that theme carried throughout the summer. This couple weeks ago, we took a trip with the Regeneration Youth Choir that we host and use to serve this body on Sunday evenings to New Orleans to serve with Bo Smith, a church planner in New Orleans at Lakeshore Church, a former intern here from Lakeview. And something else that maybe you don't know about, but has been such an encouragement to my heart, and I'm sure to many parents, is these youth, many of them, on their own account, no leadership from Lakeview staff, it's totally on their time. They have been meeting on Sunday evenings after the evening service just for this reason, to sing together, to fellowship together, and to pray together. It's an encouragement to me because it shows me that there is a hunger for God's glory. There's a hunger to love one another. There's a passion for God's church that's already taking place here that is of God. I can't manufacture that sort of thing. And so I'm excited for what we have up next. So what are we doing moving forward? Well, Brother Al did a phenomenal job this morning at giving the state of the church on what we do as a church body. We make, nurture, and equip disciples. So we make disciples by actively seeking to share the gospel every week. One of the things we're going to be doing this fall in our equipping groups that meet on Wednesday nights is encouraging and holding one another accountable to having gospel conversations week after week. And it's going to be weird and it's going to be awkward for a while, but it is good. And it will lead, I think, to God being glorified. We will nurture disciples through fellowship, through worshiping together as the body of Christ, by serving one another. There are ways in which the youth can serve within the youth, whether through media or just volunteering for setup and tear down, different things like that, and then also serving as the youth in the church. Week after week, you see teenage boys standing up to take the offering, right? We have girls who serve in our nursery with preschool-age children and babies. Week after week, our students are serving the body of Christ. And also, we equip disciples through our table groups that meet on Sunday mornings, walking through the Old Testament and seeing how all of Scripture points us to Jesus. And on Wednesday nights in our equipping groups, where we'll learn more about what it means to be faithful witnesses of the gospel in everyday life. And also, we're starting something this semester in tandem with the college ministry here at Lakeview where there will be more intensive discipleship relationships between vetted college students and teenagers who want to be mentored and discipled. It wasn't until I was in college that I was discipled like that. And if I could think about if that started for me when I was a freshman, right? For somebody to love and invest in me and to pour into my life, to hold me accountable for my holiness, it would have saved me a lot of pain and a lot of sorrow. And would have made me a lot better off to be faithful to Jesus in my life. So, how can you pray for us? I want to read 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. The students are in a wonderful place. They're excited. They're hungry for the word. And I recognize more and more day after day my own inadequacy to lead and to serve well. So I want you to pray for me like Solomon prayed for himself. This is what he said to the Lord. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. Now, I'm not Greg's son, but I've inherited a treasure and I've inherited a people. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I'm but a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" Lakeview, I need wisdom. I need wisdom that comes from God and comes from his word to lead these students well and to help them become a part of the body of Christ here at Lakeview. So would you pray for us as we continue to serve and lead alongside your students, your children, all for God's glory. Thanks so much.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Kevin Webb, and I'm the college pastor here at Lakeview as of June 1. This is Anna Slay. She's our college women's director, and I feel like this first couple of months, she's been basically keeping this ship afloat in a lot of ways. And Jennifer Vale is our office assistant, also keeping the ship afloat. You know, Aaron said, "What have we been doing?" Well, I haven't had a long time to be doing anything so far, but I have, since June 1, been able to meet a lot of the students that were here over the summer, met enough to know that there's a lot of good material to work with. We have some really, really top-notch, awesome college students here at Lakeview. And we've been meeting on Monday nights for summer Bible study all summer in different homes. People made their homes available for those Bible studies. If you were one of those families, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for making your home available to us. And we're ready for the fall, we think. The floodgates are about to open. Next Sunday, you might see quite a difference in the pews. I feel like there's going to be a lot of students come back this coming Sunday, a week from today, because the classes start the next Monday, August the 21st. And like Brother Al said this morning, the mission of Lakeview is to make and nurture and equip disciples of Jesus Christ in Auburn and around the world. And everything that we do in the college ministry is aimed at those things. The first week of classes, we're going to be on campus every day from at least 10 to 2, from Monday through Friday, trying to meet incoming freshmen, to meet students, to tell them about Lakeview, perhaps share the gospel with them, and make all sorts of contacts that we can follow up with the gospel. Just talking, like Aaron said, making gospel conversations on campus every day that first week of classes. And we're going to have events here that first week of classes. Going to have a cookout and got to have progressive dinner, all sorts of stuff to try to make these contacts and build these relationships that can hopefully advance the gospel. On a weekly basis, we have missional community groups that meet in different homes and apartments of the students, meet on different days during the week, different nights. And they pray together, they study scripture together, they hold each other accountable. They look for missional gospel opportunities in the community throughout the semester. And I know this thing in theory. I haven't seen it in practice. I'm excited to see it in practice this fall. But just on a weekly basis also, you know, we have Sunday school in the fellowship hall. And we're going to be studying through Ephesians this year. And I'm excited about that. Really, if I had to boil it down, though, I would say we want to build a culture of discipleship. Aaron hinted on that. Crossing over from college to youth, we want to build a whole culture of discipleship. I want every upperclassman, and by upperclassman I mean sophomore to senior, to be intentionally pouring into freshmen, and then also through gospel conversations, new believers, and intentionally discipling those new believers or those freshmen, so that when those freshmen become sophomore, they've got three more years to pour into others, and just build a whole culture of it. I know that I was impacted in that way when I was in school, and it's stayed with me to this very day. So not only do I want us to make a kingdom impact for the years that they're in school at Auburn to make disciples, but take that DNA with them wherever they may go when they graduate, wherever they may land, anywhere in the world, to do that. And then finally, I just want to say we have a lot of annual events that we've been doing for a long time. We have a fall retreat every fall. It's going to be October 20 and 21 this year. We have Venture, been going on for a long time. And a lot of you open your homes for Venture. Again, I want to say thank you. I want you all to know how thankful we are that you allow us into your homes and you share your lives with us. We do not take that for granted. It means a great deal to us. And there are, of course, missions opportunities galore in this church. Now, I went on my first mission trips as a college student here, and it changed my life forever. There's so many ways that you could pray. I just want you to pray for me, for Anna, for all of our college students, that we would do that very first thing that's in Lakeview's purpose statement, and that is to love the Lord God with all our heart, because everything else flows out of that. And so pray for us that would be our aim in all that we do. Thank you.
Well, my name is Greg Key, and as of May, I have a chance to lead the media ministry here. So I was just telling Hal, I now get to be the longest standing youth pastor and the longest standing Twitter pastor here at Lakeview. It's kind of nice. I like to consider myself a strength and conditioning coach minus the strength and cardio. Thank y'all for laughing. Appreciate your encouragement. But for years, my family has been here for 15 years. I have three children. My oldest son, Micah, was only like 5 months old when we moved here. So our family has been involved in so many different ministries through the year, with preschool and children and youth and ladies' Bible studies and so many different things that we've had a chance to be involved in. And I've said for years that one of the things I love about Lakeview is I really believe with all my heart that Lakeview has the most incredible ministries and the most incredible people that you'll find at any church. Now, obviously, it's easy to be braggadocious when you're on staff, right? But I mean that about all of you guys and about all the ministries that we've had a chance to be involved in. And so I told Brother Al years ago, I said, I would love to be able to enhance and expand what other people are doing through the avenue of ministry, right? I would love to be able to use ministry to enhance what you've already heard and seen from Joanne, and to use media to enhance of what you've already seen and heard with Miss Patty. You know, for example, we were just doing simple things. You know, they're not mind-blowing, I assure you. They're just simple things that takes people to do some of those things, because we have an incredible amount of people that do media in this church on a volunteer basis, right? I'm not the pastor of the sound booth, right? There's totally qualified and capable people who run that stuff and have for years, right? You know, and so I'm just trying to do some of the other things. And so at VBS, I told Miss Patty, I said, hey, would you mind if we tried doing some different streaming of the assemblies, you know, and just some things like that? I feel like half of Auburn is in the assembly, whether they're attending or helping. But we were able to stream some of the opening assemblies and just do some different videos around. And there's an elderly couple in our church who, you know, the wife has been ill for a while and hasn't been able to come. And about halfway through the week, she sent me a message and she said, Greg, I used to help with VBS for decades and haven't been able to help this year, and I was really missing it. And I appreciate what you've been doing with some of the media so that I could see some of the things that the kids are doing and see some of the stuff going on, you know. And I was like, that's what... Right, that's what we want, right? That's what we want to have happen. Now you can go, and we're trying to record the sermons and upload those through Vimeo, vimeo.com/Lakeview Auburn. And there was a family, right? We've been doing Jonah. We did a four-week series on Jonah, and there was a family that was like, man, I hate that I'm not going to be there to hear chapter 4, right, which was Kevin's chapter a few weeks ago. And they said, we're not going to be there. And I said, well, we'll record it and upload it, and you can watch it while you're away. They had a family endeavor they were gone to. And I said, it's the best one anyway, right? It's chapter 4, right? Jonah pouts, God persuades, and Kevin clarifies. So I was like, that's, you know, he clarified everything that we messed up. So I was like, that's the one you want to watch anyway. So, you know, those are the things that we want to do, is just to take two-thirds of what Hal's about to talk to in a minute, is, you know, we just want to enhance and expand, right? There's a lot of good things that are going on at Lakeview, and I just want to seek to help enhance what people are already doing and expand to some areas that we just haven't had the opportunity to do so far. So just want to encourage you guys, if you're involved in social media at all, in any shape, form, or fashion, would you please just go find us at Lakeview Auburn in all the avenues. The youth, I'm sorry we don't have a Snapchat geo filter for you, but it's okay, because you should be listening to the sermon instead of Snapchatting anyway. Just saying, your minds are blown, because why is this gray-headed guy talking about that anyway? But through avenues of social media, as well as our website, lakeviewbaptist.org. I can't tell you how many times people go, man, when was that thing? When is such and such happening? Man, I miss, you know, fill in the blank. And we just want to keep you guys up to speed and abreast of what we're doing. And so many people have already come to me with so many good ideas, and we can't do them all at once, right? So just like trying to get myself in shape, just give it some time. Now I'll turn it over to the Trinity pastor. Not the pastor of the Trinity, but the Trinity pastor.
I once had to follow Tim Conway, the comedian. Following Greg Key is about the same. I'm Hal Cooper. I'm the Minister of Missions here at Lakeview. I've been on staff for 25 years and in the missions position since 2014. You will see on the screen there our Trinity Plan logo. This is the blueprint, the framework, if you will, by which we do all our missions efforts here. Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2 say, may God be gracious to us and bless us. Make his face to shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. And the Trinity Plan is a more specific filter through which we try to fulfill the Lakeview mission purpose or a purpose statement. And we do that in three ways. First of all, by exercising the body and that is to raise awareness of missions, which is an easy thing to do here at Lakeview because everybody on staff has bought into that. And everybody is a missions pastor here at Lakeview, in my opinion. And so it's not a hard thing for us to know about missions, to be educated, to be mobilized, and we want to exercise the body to do that and to be a part of that, to find their role, their gifting, and how it might be used to advance the kingdom across all the nations. Because it is a personal call on each one of us. It's not just a corporate call, it's a personal individual call. And many of our people are finding their Rome, their people, their place, how they can be involved in advancing the kingdom. In this past year, we've had 22 excursions overseas. Some of these were Lakeview excursions or Lakeview trips. Many were individuals who just saw and felt a need to go and use their gifts to share the gospel in a cross-cultural context. Those excursions have been to Northeast Asia, Oceania, the Middle East, Europe, South America, Southeast Asia, and Africa, as well as reaching target cities like New York and New Orleans, where we have church planters from our church. We've had 5 excursions nationally, 4 to New York City, 1 to New Orleans, for a total of 27. We had 50 participants overseas in international trips, 80 participants nationally, for a total of 130. In the last year, you've given over $1 million in mission gifts for domestic and international work. And this is pleasing to me, as of August 1st, we have 93 former Lakeviewers who are on the field. That's 63 units. And as far as I know, that is a record. But we're not going to be satisfied here. These people are on the field or shortly to depart to the field. We have partnered with and are partnering with other agencies like Crisis Consulting International to help train and equip people in crisis protocol and crisis management. Kevin and I have got a meeting this week with missions agency Cafe 1040 to explore the possibility of being a pilot program for them to send a cohort of college students to the 1040 window next summer, just like we sent a cohort of several students to go to New York City. One of the areas that we are working hard in to fulfill the third part of our plan is to extend the gospel to the darkest places. We have workers in some of the most difficult places on earth. Some of you are aware of those across the river. We're going to expand our work in the North Caucasus, hopefully in 2018. The work with the Swahili Arab continues. And there'll be some reports on those things at our missions festival in the fall. We could not do this without Tammy McDonald, the greatest hire we ever made, Eric, who really is not, she's more than a secretary, she's an administrative assistant. She knows more about missions at Lakeview than I do. And quite frankly, you know, there are times when people ask me, hey, what about this, what about that? Do you know this person, that person? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what, if we're doing so little in missions that I can know everything and every person in every place, then we're not doing enough. But if I don't know it, Tammy probably does. We will announce at our missions festival in October what our planned trips are for 2018. We have had people who have asked us, and this is the second part of our plan, to help them expand their work. They're Lakeview people and partners who are already on the field, and from time to time they need our assistance. They need short-term teams that will help them expand their work, strengthen their platform, and we have been approached about a possible mission trip to Israel next year. We will still always be working with Arab Swahili. We'll be working in London, we'll be working in New York, and wherever the Lord calls and leads us to go. And with that, I will turn it over to the best administrative pastor on planet Earth, Eric Ellis.
Thank you, Hal. Talk's cheap, but I appreciate that. My name is Eric Ellis. I'm the associate pastor for administration. I've been on staff for 10 years, and it's been my joy to serve with my peers and with you. As you remember, back in 2008, we did a major renovation throughout the church campus, spent over $500,000. Part of that we had to do with borrowed money. So when we got through that, I went to the finance committee and said, said, guys, let's think about this. Instead of waiting till we get a lot of things that need to be done, let's try to do kind of a pay-as-we-go, replace and upgrade as needed. No deferred maintenance, but pay as we go. And they bought into that. So let me just share with you some of the things that have happened in the building in the last few years. Unlike my peers, my constituency is not really an age group. My constituency is the building and the finances that you give for us to do ministry. So think with me as we go through this list. In this worship center, we replaced the sound system last year. We just finished replacing the screens that you see behind me. Greg and Adam did a great job leading that project. And in the sound system, we've got some new software and new computer systems up there. In the youth center, we have upgraded our sound system and added a new projector back there. In our children's wing, we have new furniture in every classroom. In our preschool area, as you know, we just completed recarpeting the entire wing back there. All the rooms have been painted within the last 2 years, and we've got new chairs and new cribs in those classrooms. All of our classrooms on both levels have gotten new padded chairs in the last several years to replace the old metal chairs. Hopefully you are enjoying those in your Sunday school class. Campus-wide, we've done a couple of projects. We're in the middle of a lighting project, a three-year lighting project. First year, we retrofitted the lighting on the bottom floor. Last year, we retrofitted the lighting on the top floor. And then this year, you've probably noticed, we've replaced the building lights outside. We've got new parking lights coming. Hopefully, that is a safety feature. And the best thing about that is, from my standpoint, is it's brightened the place up, and we're using less energy. All those lights are new technology with energy efficient lighting, and I've shared with the finance committee through July of this year, our electric bill is $3,000 less this year than last year, primarily due to this lighting improvement that we've done over the last 3 years. We're also in year three of a three-year information technology upgrade. We have replaced the servers in our office area, and this year we will replace the last third of all our computers campus-wide, hoping to make us more efficient. We have replaced our entire vehicle fleet. 10 years ago, we had 6 vans that were primarily built to haul cargo, not passengers, and we have replaced those with 3 minibuses and 1 van, all of which are much safer than what we had before. We've sealed our parking lot, and as you know, we have, I guess 2 years ago, enhanced, Joanne talked about security, we have enhanced our surveillance camera systems within the building, primarily for safety for your youngsters and our youth. Also, in the last 2.5 years, we have replaced 10 of our heating and air conditioning units, all of which were the original units from when the building was built back in 93 and 98 for the administrative wing. We still have 12 original units that are yet to be replaced, and so they're, 24 years old now, so we're on borrowed time there. So as those fade out, we will replace those going forward. We have also established a safety team for our Sunday and Wednesday night services. Jimmy Warren and Cole Harper head up that team, and serving with them are 10 people that are on this team, as well as a policeman that we have from the Auburn City Police on Sundays and Wednesdays. And that really, that safety team covers really every aspect of this campus. And I know you're proud of that. They do a fantastic job trying to keep us safe as we gather together to worship. Some of our upcoming projects, we have an online giving program that is almost ready to go that will give you another option that you can give online to the church budget and the various ministries. We have a medical task force that is debating a possibility of having some defibrillators, so if we have an issue during worship, we can respond to that better. And of course, the big one coming up is our new elevator project. If you read my Lakeview Life article this week, you know that the Facilities Committee has decided upon an architect. Right now, he is putting together a feasibility study to give us an idea of where the best location would be to put that elevator. So that is an exciting thing that's coming up in the next several months. And the best thing about all that is that everything that we've done is paid for. There's no debt. We've been able to pay as we go, and that's because of you, of your faithfulness in your tithes and your offerings, giving to the budget, as well as to special missions causes like the I Love Lakeview offering every year and all of our various missions gifts that we promote during the year. As Brother Al mentioned this morning, we had a record giving year last year, both in the budget. You gave over $2.8 million to our budget offering, which is $50,000 over our budget. And with all of our restricted giving, total giving last year was over $3.6 million. We had a record offering for Lottie Moon. We have a record offering for Annie Armstrong this year. Miss Patty had a record offering for her VBS offering this year. So we have a lot to be thankful for. The Lord is blessing us, and it's because of your faithfulness and your obedience to Scripture. So thank you for that. This year's giving for budget is 6% ahead of where it was last year through July. And as I mentioned, last year was a record year, so we're on a positive trend. As you probably know, we do have an annual audit with a local accounting firm that comes in every summer, checks our books for the previous year, and believe me, they do a detailed checking of everything that is done in the past year. We want to be above reproach and transparent from a financial standpoint in everything we do, and that audit helps us to just hopefully confirm that we're being good stewards of the gifts that you give to Lakeview Baptist Church. I want to thank Brother Al and the Finance Committee and the deacons. You as a church give a lot of leeway to your staff, and you have allowed me and all of us to do the things that we think that the Lord is calling us to do for ministry. All of these projects that we have done and we do, if anything over $5,000 goes to the Finance Committee beforehand for their approval and their vetting. We try to get at least 3 bids for everything that we do over $5,000. And so you can hopefully be proud of that. I have a lot of folks that work with me. Let me introduce those two. And if you would, as I call your name, please stand. Our facilities manager is Carl Owens. And with him under the maintenance staff is Bill Herberth, Dalton Messer, Troy Cook. And in 2 weeks, Mitch Ingram will be joining our maintenance staff. Our food services director is Miss Beth Carlson. Beth makes my job so easy. She takes care of everything down there, and I appreciate what you do, Beth. Serving with her in the food services ministry is Peggy Herberth, Marcia McVeigh. Y'all stand. Marcia McVeigh, Micah Stanfield, and Carrie Nichols. Betty Holland is our financial secretary, been here almost 30 years, does a great job. And as Hal mentioned, our ministry assistant is Tammy McDonald. All of these folks see their jobs as a ministry, which makes all the difference. So when you see those, tell them how much you appreciate them, please. Going forward, a prayer request for us in the administration ministry, would you just pray that for all of us that we would have wisdom to be good stewards of God's resources here at Lakeview? Thank you.
My name is Dick Lane. I'm an associate pastor of Congregational Care here at Lakeview. It's a privilege to serve in that capacity. Overseeing me is a committee of 11 church members, and the chairman is Joseph Capps. If any of those committee members are present, if you just stand up, be recognized just for a second and have a seat. Have a seat, because it's so important what you do and the guidance that you give and furnish to me in this position. The number one thing that you hear about from Congregational Care is the food pantry. And Pam Pasinski does a wonderful job, excellent, in doing that each Monday. She uses volunteers, and she helps collect, buy, purchase, distribute, and stock food. But most importantly, everyone who goes through the food pantry on Monday mornings will hear a gospel presentation, because we have several counselors, again, volunteers who assist in that ministry. We have a visitation ministry. It's a privilege to pray for members or family members of this church. And in the hospital setting, in assisted livings, in rehabs, in nursing homes, etc. Well, we have a ministry to Homebound, and we're working on that, and I appreciate several people who have come alongside me to help me with people who are shut-ins, and Scarborough's Jim and Sheila Scarborough and Jan Swaim have helped me in a number of areas, because it takes more than one person, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate your prayers for those visitations. Along those lines, we are going into the nursing homes on a regular basis with a sing-along type activity. We have the hymnals, we lift up the Lord in song. I have Macy Maddox, who's blessed us with her talents with on the piano, and Jan Swaim on the trumpet. And we go in if there's any member, it might be only one member of Lakeview, but that's what we minister to that person and everyone else. We have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, what gives us the hope that we have and the strength that we have. And so I appreciate your prayers for that ministry. In addition, the bereavement ministry, most important, and it impacts so many people and so many lives, and it's impacted my family in a positive way. That's in good management with Gail and Richard McCullers and Alice and Ray Chambliss. In addition, Beth Carlson and Peggy Herberth take care of the food. And what we do in that ministry is basically provide a meal for a family, an immediate family, life of a Lakeview member who's passed and deceased. In addition, we have a quilting ministry that maybe not all of you know about, but Renee Kirk is hard at work at that, and we reserve these quilts for special people, especially the elderly and others who will benefit by it, these gifts in Christ's name from the church. My prayer request for this particular ministry would be simply, again, wisdom as we seek to witness and glorify God in all we do. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jerry Ferguson, and I am the associate pastor for our international ministries here at Lakeview. Been in that role since January, and I am very blessed to work alongside the staff that you've heard give their brief assessment of their work areas. I can tell you it's a joy. I tell Brother Al this all the time. It's a joy to come to work and be associated with a staff that we have at Lakeview. I was blessed to be in administration for 38 years before I came here, and I worked with a lot of people, but this is truly, truly, truly a staff that is above reproach. I'm so blessed. I am also blessed to be assisted in ministry here by Miss Pat Wilson. Where is Pat? There she is. Back row Baptist. When I came to this position, I followed Grady Smith, and that's if you knew Grady, it was a rude awakening for me. Grady was so meticulous, and he left such a blueprint. And I told Rob the first night I did ESL. Grady even had where you aligned the pencils on the table to sign people up. I'm not there. I don't operate that way. That's not in my wheelhouse, if you will. But it was quite a learning curve. So I go to Pat and I say, Pat, I'm going to need lots of help. And she said, I don't know it either, because Grady wouldn't let me do it. He did it all himself. So Pat and I have learned together, and believe me, she is a trooper. She does everything from find my key so I can go to lunch to all the printing that we have to do, and she knows where to go to find what we need in international. So we are blessed, and thank you, Pat. Also, I want to thank my bride. She has invested a lot of time and skills in helping us. I'm not a computer whiz at all, and Greg can attest to that. He's come to bail me out several times, but we're getting there, okay? But all in all, we are so blessed. And I'm blessed to have the volunteer staff, if you will, that we have at Lakeview. We have tremendous, tremendous volunteers who work tirelessly to make ESL especially and conversational English available and minister in Jesus' name to our internationals who come through our doors. We're so blessed. And we have everything from People think, well, I can't teach, I can't do this, I can't, and I hear this all the time, but our people are involved in everything from driving the bus, picking up people on campus, to taking them back home after ESL, and these guys are tremendous help. I'm telling you, we can't do without them, to food services, to caring for the children of the internationals who come. Teachers' assistance. You don't have to teach. You can assist. Assisting with snacks. You know, we like to feed our internationals when they're here. So all of those things are very, very... And then we have teachers who teach a Bible story to all of our internationals on Wednesday night when they come. So as I got acclimated and as I became acquainted with internationals, I realized that it's more than ESL. I always thought, you know, internationals and ESL was, you know, synonymous, if you will. But there's a lot more that happens in international ministry than ESL and conversational English. This year alone, through ESL and conversational English, we averaged 203 students a Wednesday night. Just think of that now. 203 internationals came through our doors on an average every Wednesday night. Now, of that, 24 different countries. Amazing. Now, just think, and not to steal Hal's thunder, because I support Hal wholeheartedly, and he knows that, but think of how many mission trips it would take us to reach 24 countries, to reach into 24 countries. We got 24 of them coming through our doors in a year. We're blessed. We really are. Other than ESL classes, we feed our food services people feed between 100 and 150 internationals every Wednesday night. Great part of our ministry, because we provide them a free meal, if you will, when they come. So, other than ESL classes, there's a lot more going on, and I want to share some of that with you, if I may, please. On Tuesday morning, there's a ladies' Bible study. It goes from 9 to about 10:30 on Tuesday mornings throughout the school year, led by Ms. Nimi Swamidas and ladies that assist her. And that was a great, great blessing to me to learn and to get involved in that and to see how these ladies, these international ladies, are just so hungry for the Word. And these ladies are teaching, they're nurturing, they're equipping these internationals. And the good part about that, not all of them are internationals who go back to their homeland or to their native country. Lots of these are internationals who will stay here and raise their families here. They're connected with the automobile industry, if you will. So that's a great... There's a Friday night or Friday evening afternoon ladies' Bible study. Evelyn Brown's led that for a long time. One of the things that I was surprised of this year, we had for the first time a Monday afternoon kids Bible club for Hispanic kids on our campus, part of the international ministry. Marie Foshi led that. And then the standing Friday night Chinese Bible study, Tin Man Lao. And Brother Al can validate this. Probably no one in Lakeview has had an impact. Especially, well, I know on internationals, but maybe on soul winning, a more fruitful one than Tin Man Lao. Very, very faithful. This year, right out of the blue, Bob Helton comes to me and he says, I want to work with internationals. I said, you know, the guy that you need to work with is Tin Man. Learn under Tin Man. And he's been faithful to serve with Tin Man on Friday evenings. And Bob also is going to be trained this coming week for ESL. So we're excited. So what can you do? What can Lakeview do to, and what's our goal for internationals? And I've shared this with our pastor. So God has laid on my heart that we have to be more intentional. We have these, God has placed these people with us for different periods of time. We have some people come in and stay a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then we get some that's here for 2 to 3 years. So we don't know. We don't know how long we have them, but we know that God put them here for a reason. So while they're here, what we have to be is more intentional. And by intentional, I mean we have to get the Word implanted, planted into their being. We have to be intentional that we follow through with our Bible stories that we do. We have a Bible story each week, 30 minutes each week in each division in ESL. So we want to be more intentional. We also want to do a better job of befriending, and as a result of befriending, that we can disciple our international friends. They're hungry. They really are. They want to be accepted, and they want to be included. So we want to be able to not only have a common ground with them, but also to disciple them where they are. So the thing I would, going forward, I'd ask you to do for internationals is, number one, pray that you know, the Lord would continue to send workers, volunteers, into the harvest field, which He says He'll do if we pray, and pray that that our workers will catch the vision that internationals is a great opportunity to change the culture, if you will, of countries right here in Lakeview. As we heard the other night in a banquet Karen and I went to, you can change the country without ever going to that country if you have the opportunity to change the people going back to that country. So, and then make a commitment. Pray to God and just ask Him what He'd have you to do for internationals. You can get involved in so many ways. So make a commitment to serve and then to give. Give of your time, give of your resources, that we can reach others for the kingdom. Thank you.
All right, hang on, guys. Me and Cliff, that's the only ones left. We're going to take 15 minutes apiece, so just hang in there. Just want to let you know just a few things. First of all, Lakeview Music Ministry, let me just tell you how blessed we are. First thing is, I believe with all of my heart we have the best praise band and orchestra in the world. And now, you may disagree, but your opinion don't matter. So, secondly, I think we have the best sound, lighting, and video folks in the world. They're here every week working as hard as they can, as diligently as they can, so that you never know what happens up there. If you don't know what happens up there, they did that on purpose. They want you to experience the whole aspect of worship so that your heart and mind is focused upon God and not upon the ringing mic or the messed up slide. We all make mistakes, but a majority of the time, these folks are dead on, and I am very blessed with that. I just show up, and they do their thing. Same with the band and orchestra. I'm just so blessed. I believe we have the best team of staff in the music ministry. So stand up real quick. Jennifer Vail is awesome. She controls music and college simultaneously, and I think she does an awesome job. Jennifer Vail. Josh Wine is our orchestra director, and he does an amazing job. He helps. He is the strength in my weaknesses. So thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. Chad Vail, accompanist. I'm not even going to say anything. Everybody knows how good Chad is. And Leanne White also. Leanne is not here, but she is the accompanist for our choir rehearsals on Wednesday night and also plays strings on Sunday morning. She helps so much. Just a few things about Lakeview Music Ministry. If there was a word that I could name it, I would... Foundation comes to mind. There's a massive foundation upon which this music ministry was built upon for years and years and years. And I'm so blessed to come in and just jump right in and on that foundation that has been laid and to move right along and try to take us to another level of music ministry. And we are not a performance ministry or a performance thing. We are a worship ministry, a ministry that in everything we do is not to entertain, but is to bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus. That is our desire. Let me just kind of tell you some things that you may not know about in our music ministry. The first thing is we have preschool adventures. As Joanne may have mentioned that earlier, but preschool adventures is a ministry every morning. I'm blessed this year, it'll be the first year, I will do the music portion. Once a week, I'll meet with the preschool adventures kids. And so I'll be able to invest in the lives of our preschoolers, even at a young age, in the music ministry. And I think that's exciting that from a young age all the way up, we will be investing with our music ministry into those lives. Second is our Joyful Noise Children's Choir. We have awesome workers and directors that work with them. They'll be beginning in September, working on singing in morning worship service Christmas, and then again in the spring with their own musical. And then our Regen Youth Choir is an exciting thing this past year. I don't know why I keep bumping here. I keep hearing something. Sorry. I'm used to one of these. Just bear with me. Our Regen Youth Choir, we took 33 students. I think it was 47 total, but 33 students we took to New Orleans. Aaron mentioned it earlier. Tonight, this was the first night back. We did a big push to get more folks. We had 47 students here tonight in our Regen Youth Choir. We don't know where we're going next summer yet, but it's going to be great. And these kids will be here every week leading you in worship. And I am so proud. That is huge. And thank you, Aaron, for your help. And Greg, for your help when you were here. He helped me. Both of these guys will show up at choir practice. And Greg always drew some weird picture of me on the board. I really do appreciate that before I get in. Finally, our celebration choir and orchestra. Just a few things. We're having a big push this Wednesday. We'll be kicking off our Christmas musical. It is going to be a phenomenal musical. I'm so excited about it. It'll be the first Sunday night in December. And so we'll start. We started back after a break kind of over the summer for a few weeks. We started back Wednesday and had four new members Wednesday. And are expecting a lot more this Wednesday. And so I am so excited about that. And we're encouraging college adults, senior adults, whoever you are from college and up, to join our celebration choir as we want to fill the choir loft with praises to God's glory. So that's exciting. We'll have a gospel night coming up, the Labor Day weekend, that Sunday night, a gospel choir or gospel night, Southern Gospel, where we use our orchestra and our choir. Then we have, of course, I mentioned Christmas, which is a big event, but also something you need to know about, our upcoming Keith and Kristen Getty concert. We sang a song this morning, "O Church, Arise and Put Your Armor On. Arise, Shine, for Your Light Has Come." That was written by Keith and Kristen Getty. "Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found," Keith and Kristen Getty. A lot of the songs we sing on Sunday mornings were written by them. "Facing a Task Unfinished." Just a ton of the songs we sing. They're going to be here that night. It is. They've sung at Carnegie Hall, the Fox Theater, and Lakeview Baptist Church. So I think that's really cool. So I'm excited about that. It's really neat that they're going to be here, and so you're going to want to be here that night. Now, it's that night, September 24th at 6:30 p.m., and our celebration choir will be backing them up the entire concert. There's some other big events happening all in that one day while they're here, but we'll let you know about that later. Also, I want to thank our praise team. We have a praise team of vocalists that stand up here with me on Sunday nights sometimes, as well as Sunday mornings. They filled in the past 2 weeks, and I'm very grateful for them. We are very, very blessed, and I am blessed and honored to be your music minister, and I can't wait to see what God has for us in the future. Just hang on. It's going to be a lot of fun, so I can't wait. Thank you. Cliff, it's you, man.
You noticed one thing. Everybody has just the greatest staff and workers, and they're the best. And I just want to start out very humble and say we have the second best group of adult teachers in America. I don't know where the first best are, but we're working on it. We're going to be there one day. We're going to overtake them. Lakeview is a special place. I'm Cliff Knight. I'm the family pastor here at Lakeview. I've been here, I think, 36 years. And Terry Solly is my ministry assistant. When I first took this job, my primary role, Brother Al says, "Well, I just need you to kind of help take over adult Sunday school." And I said, "Brother Al, I'm not a Sunday school guy." I said, "Well, I don't care. I still need you to do it, and you can call your job whatever you want to, and just do what I want you to do." And so I'm the family pastor. I'm Brother Al's yes man. I go fetch his robe and all that good stuff. And I love him to death, and I love my job. I really do. I love this church. I do a lot of different things. I do coordinate Sunday school. I oversee the Discover class. I'm somewhat of a liaison from homeschool ministry, men's ministry. Yes, Ken Chance even makes sure everybody knows I'm over the ladies' ministry. And the only thing I can say about that is my wife, Tama, is the director these days, and now I get to say I'm her boss. So there you go. But I do marriage prep class for all our young couples who are getting married. That's one of my funnest jobs. I love, one, our marriage, being married, and I love helping couples get ready for that. And it's just a real great investment in that return. Just in a synopsis, our adult Bible study is just so crucial and strategic for the strategy of our church. And we have lots of godly, gifted people leading those classes. We average 827 people in our total Sunday school attendance last year, of which 395 on the average was adults. Most of our classes are on an 8-year plan to study through all of the Bible. All of the Bible, the whole Word of God. And, so studying God's Word has such a huge impact to accomplish what our purpose statement is, to love God, to make, nurture, and equip disciples. And so these things are so important. And if you're not in Sunday school, you need to be. You just need to be. You need to be in corporate fellowship with other believers studying God's Word. In the Discover class, which has become so important for our church as far as bringing members in, we had a Discover class today. Almost 30 people attended. But last year, we had a total of 126 people attended. 105 of that 126 joined, almost 83%. And so there's so many things going on in the ladies' ministry and the Bible studies, the men's Bible studies, just ministries of our church that are reflecting the heart of God and the heart of this church that says we do love God. And we are very sincere about our purpose of making, nurturing, and equipping disciples here in Auburn and throughout the world. Brother Allen.
I want to thank my brothers and sisters with whom I serve on staff day in and day out for sharing tonight, sharing their heart, and thank you for hearing them. And letting us give you a glimpse of the diverse ministries that are taking place in this fellowship. For this, we give thanks to God for His grace and His favor to us. Now, before we go, I want to just say a word to somebody you that maybe has never yet confessed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know most of us here tonight know and love Jesus, but in an assembly of this many people, there's probably one or more hadn't yet crossed that threshold from death to life. I want to tell you that God loves you. Jesus died on the cross to save you. And if you'll turn from your sins and trust in Him, you can be saved tonight. So we're going to stand at this time and sing together our song of surrender and decision. If you want to know Christ, would you come take one of our pastors by the hand and say to him, I want to be saved. Help me to know Christ. You come while we sing together.